And what does this tell us? Matt wondered.
These are all sites that adhere to the blueprint we talked about, Robin said. They are all interconnected. You can see they're all linked in a vast web. They are all in significant locations, and they are all on Harper's model.
You think?
I know. I saw it. I remember.
You've got a better sort of memory than me, Matt told her.
I've got a different sort of memory from you, Robin shot back. But there's another thing, too. All these sites are themselves models of the real world in some way. And that's what Dad's notes told me. That's what he was afraid Harper was up to. He's defining the linkages between the sites. He's putting the overall model back together. Each of these sites is just a small part of the whole. Harper's been researching them for years, remember, looking for more and more of these significant ancient sites. Put them all together, and it gives you a single, unified, overarching model.
You mean like a computer model? Some sort of simulation? Aunt Jane said. Like his model of the pyramid in the amphitheatre, Matt asked. Like the way we think he controls these elemental creatures of his.
Exactly like that. They're all tiny parts of the overall blueprint we talked about. Bits of what he's up to. Pieces of information he needs to complete his overall plan.
Which is what? Robin stood up. She walked across the room, head down in thought. Then she turned to look at them.
Don't interrupt till I've finished, she said. Then you can ask me questions about it. But hear me out first, all right?
She seemed suddenly older, more serious than Matt had seen her before, like a concentrated version of herself. All right, he said. Go on.
The ancient sites that Harper has marked, the sites on his blueprint, if you like, form a network, as you can see. Each of them in some way mirrors the world and the heavens, time and space. You know that the pyramids and their relationship to the Nile mirror the major stars in the Milky Way. We talked about the Nazca lines in southern Peru, too. Well, each of these ancient sites has some property or aspect that mirrors the real world. Its size or shape or alignment, whatever. So, for example, Stonehenge is a giant clock that calculates and echoes how the sun moves. The Great Pyramid at Giza has dimensions that are based on the size of the Earth itself and actually models the Northern Hemisphere. The Temple of Angkor Wat in Cambodia is an even more accurate definition of time. Have you ever been there?
Matt shook his head. He looked at Aunt Jane and saw that she was watching him.
This is important, she said quietly. Robina knows what she's talking about.
Robina?
Please, Robin insisted. Questions later, even questions about my name, okay?
Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry too. Of course you've never been to Angkor, but I have. It's magnificent. And its whole construction echoes and defines the passage of time, right down to taking precession into account. The wobble of the earth on its axis, remember?